I'm being joined by Lynn Porter. He is the father of the late Kyle Porter, as we're talking about the Kyle Porter Memorial Cattle Show going on this weekend at the Equestrian Center in Iowa Falls. And Lynn, thank you so much for taking a little bit of time here. I guess just kind of start off, could you give me a little bit of a history on this show? I know your son passed away here about 4 years ago at this point, and you guys been doing this cattle show here ever since.
That's correct. We wanted to do something in his honor to continue his legacy. His cattle business was his life. Agriculture basically was his life, even more so. And if it had anything to do with ag, Kyle was deeply involved. And he believed in the cattle business. He believed in kids learning how to do it correctly. And for that aspect, he was very strong on showmanship.
And I understand he showed cattle back in the day, right, when he was growing up. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Yep. Ever since he could walk, he bought his first heifer, and he was passionate about the Simmental cattle business, and just went forward from there with it and continued to develop his herd and had about 40 cows at his passing.
So you guys are putting on this cattle show here this weekend. Let's kind of talk about what you got going on here. I guess my first question is, what does the registration look like? Can people register for it right up until the start, or what's that looking like for you guys?
You bet. You can get online and register early, or you can do it when you pull into the yards. We'll be taking registrations through Saturday morning when the show starts, and all breeds of cattle will be represented, and really good prize money this year for winning. And we will be showing heifers breeding stock all day on Saturday, and then on Sunday will be the market animals.
You got quite a few people signed up. What's kind of the turnout that you guys are kind of looking for this?
The last count I heard was we're just short of 100 head pre-registered. And in the past, we've had about 200 total for both days. So with the weather the way it is, and I know people are scratching their head wondering what to do, but if they want to show, they'll be there.
And are there any costs associated with the registration or anything?
There is a registration fee. It's a small one, but your chances of winning good money are real good, because we went ahead and expanded this year. First place is $1,000, and then it goes on down to pay into fifth place as well. There'll probably be about 18 different classes and breeds represented, and the one he liked always to focus on was the showmanship aspect for the kids. And it doesn't matter what breed animal you have, all kids can sign up for showmanship and they get a special commemorative belt buckle.
What's kind of the biggest points on the schedule? Like, when are you guys starting? When should people expect to, you know, show up and things like that?
People will be starting to show up to get stalls even Friday afternoon at the Equestrian Center, where they can stall their animals inside. And we will start the show, I believe it's at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. It might be 8, don't hold me on that one. And we'll be showing all day Saturday till they're done. And then we will have a sponsored meal that evening for people that are there, and then we'll do it all over again on Sunday with the market animals.
All right, and you had mentioned that Kyle was really big in the showmanship aspect of it. Could you kind of describe what the judge is going to be looking for? What makes a good showman, especially, you know, maybe from what Kyle would have described it?
He would be looking for someone who's paying attention to their animal and what it's looking like all the time, all aspects in the ring, and keeping an eye on the judge and making sure that that animal is set up properly to show its best aspects to the judge, and make sure that kid stays involved and this isn't daydreaming.
What would be, I guess, your pitch for people to come out and support this cause here this weekend, whether it be coming and bringing in one of their cattle to show or whether they just come to watch? Why should people come out and, you know, take part in this Kyle Porter Memorial Show this weekend?
It's basically, like I said, to keep Kyle's legacy going. And we want anybody that wants to see what it's all about to come on out. It doesn't cost anything to be a spectator. And we will be able to show you, and you will be able to hear from people as they go through the day how Kyle affected their life in the cattle business.